ko moea wa tamanui France and tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Māori Party co-leader Debbie Ngāre Wa Packer says the Crown has an opportunity to fix its relationship with the eight Taranaki iwi through the Taranaki Maunga settlement legislation. The bill, which is now before a select committee, will give Taranaki Maunga a legal personality and set up a co-governance management framework with the iwi. Ms Ngāre Wa Packer from Ngāti Ruahine says when the Crown stole 1.2 million acres of their land, iwi were forced to watch while Pākehā names were put on their Maunga and agencies like the Department of Conservation mismanaging the environment.
Taranaki iwi have continuously showed our compassion and generosity for the country. So I think this is an important first phase of our reclamation to be able to look after our tūpuna, who's always stood there and reminded us of who we are.
Debbie Ngāre Wa Packer says the bill will remove the names of people who never stood foot in Aotearoa or Taranaki. And Courts Minister Nicole McKee says she's taking an outcomes-driven approach to programs run within the courts, including through adding a Māori dimension to the process. She says there's a standard review process for all programs, including rangatahi courts and the Te Ao Marama process to partner with iwi and communities to reduce reoffending and the disproportionate number of Māori in the justice system. Ms McKee says she has attended rangatahi court hearings on marae and been impressed with what she saw.
Te Ao Marama, I've sat down with the Chief District Court judge and actually said to him, I'm really in favour of the Te Ao Marama framework. I think it looks pretty good, especially in certain areas where we have a lot of rural activity as well and a lot of criminal activity in the rural or provincial areas.
Nicole McKee says the reviews look at whether programs stop recidivism and are fit for purpose. Also, the new director for the long-running Matarikiki Waikato Festival sees it as a chance to bring back some homegrown talent to the region. Te Ohu Whakaiti Charitable Trust has asked arts veteran Waimihi Hōtere, a vocational education provider at Wintec Te Pūkenga in Hamilton, to steer the 16th Midwinter Festival. She says she has a strong foundation to work on, and it's a case where being on Auckland's doorstep can be an advantage.
I see a lot of our talent has to work outside, and I want to start making opportunities so that our people can come home to work and make those things here. And I think there's a lot of opportunity for that. And a big appetite for watching our own on the stage and having experiences that are just really cool.
Waimihi Hōtere, and that's your Wātea English News.